What if you could have a career where the opportunities are as vast as our nation, where it's not about mission statements, but a shared mission? At U.S. Customs and Border Protection, we go beyond to protect more than borders. From ship to shore, air to ground, cities to local communities, CBP agents and officers are keeping people safe. Join U.S. Customs and Border Protection and go beyond for something far greater than yourself. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Come on in, everybody. Come on in, everybody. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Come on in, everybody, on every platform. Let me know where you are. Uh-oh. What is this thing doing? Oh. Is it doing that weird thing? Okay, hold on. Let's get our IG family back. It's doing this weird thing it does sometimes. Come on in, everybody. Speak to me as you come in. Let me know what platform that you are watching, or excuse me, let me know where you are watching from. We got to get our IG family back here in just a second. They'll be back in just a second. Sometimes this does that. It's just the IG thing. Sometimes IG starts tripping. Come on in, everybody. Let me know where you're watching from. We're also having issues on Facebook. What in the world is going on tonight? We're having trouble. It's an issue on Facebook's end. Wow. Okay. Come on in, everybody, and speak to me as you come in. We are having some streaming issues tonight. That's all right. We keep it moving around here. But let's get our IG family back up. Come on, and we have an issue. What's going on, ATL, over there on LinkedIn? Come on in, everybody. Speak to me as you come in. And it says there's an issue on Facebook's end. Let's see if we can't get this issue resolved. Let's see if we can't get this issue resolved. Since it's on Facebook's end. Come on in, everybody. Speak to me as you come in and let me know where you are watching from. Wow, we got all kind of issues going on tonight with streaming. Instagram is froze. Wow. Well, thank God for multiple platforms and thank God for our app. Wow. Instagram is frozen. So I think, is Facebook down? Can somebody Google that and figure out, is Facebook and Instagram, is it down? Is Facebook and Instagram, is it down? Come on in, everybody, on every platform, and let me know where you're watching from. Is it down? Somebody tell me, is it down? Instagram is not working and Facebook is not working. Well, it looks like Facebook is not working. Instagram is not working. Is Facebook down? Is Facebook down? Is it out? Is there a Facebook and Instagram outage? Come on in, everybody. Let's keep it moving. Let's go. Come on in. TikTok. I see you, TikTok. Georgia, good to see you. Good to see everybody. Instagram, it's literally just stuck. It is totally frozen. It is just stuck and frozen. Georgia, good to see you over on LinkedIn. Thank God for multiple platforms. You're on Facebook? Okay, it's telling me an error. It's telling me it's not working on Facebook, and I'm getting an issue over here on IG. Let's keep it moving. Wow. Thank God for multiple platforms. Literally, it is just Bishop. So the Bishop Foreman Facebook is good. If you're on the Harvest Church Facebook, give me a thumbs up if you're good over there. If you're on the Harvest Church group, give me a thumbs up if you're good on there. And again, it is, I want y'all to see it so that y'all can see. It is just frozen over here on IG. It just is frozen. Let's try it again. We're going to keep it moving. All right, let's try it one more time. Let's see what we got. Atlanta, welcome. Good to see you. Come on in. Speak to me. Let me know where you're watching from. In our app, speak to me. Let me know where you're watching from. You're on the Harvest Facebook, okay? So the Bishop Foreman Facebook is good. The Harvest Church Facebook is good. Give me a thumbs up. Somebody in the Harvest group, let me know that that's good. Oh, there's a word. IG is showing the video is paused. Okay. It's not even what's going on. There's no video. No video. Let's try it again. Let's keep it moving. Southwest Denver, I need y'all to talk to me over on the Facebook pages. Please let me know what we're doing. Thank you for the update on. Let's try IG one more time. Wow. South Florida, good to see you. Hallelujah. Not on Facebook Live, okay? All right, now it says Facebook is good on every place. Now it says Facebook is good on every place. And now Instagram is working. All right, let's go. This is how you navigate through challenges. You keep it moving. Come on, everybody. You got to keep it moving. Now everywhere is working. We had a little bit of a delay. We had a 6-minute delay, but now we got to keep it moving. Let this be revelation for everybody tonight. Put that in the comments. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Sometimes what the enemy will try to do, and while this is a natural thing, I'm going to teach you a spiritual principle. Sometimes what the enemy will do is try to frustrate you so that you stop your momentum, so that you stop your movement. But I need everybody to release this in the comments. I will keep it moving. I will keep it moving. I know what this experience, what we experience is natural, but somebody put this in the TikTok comments. The scripture says that Satan is the prince of the power of the air, airwaves, streaming, television, media, etc. And so you got to keep it moving. We are on and we're good. Father, we bless you. We honor you tonight. We thank you that you are good. She said, I love how you turn everything into a teaching moment because you can learn something from everything. When you live as a student, you don't get frustrated and mad and angry. You keep it moving. Father, we bless you and we honor you tonight, God. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for this opportunity for us to gather tonight and pray. We pray every week for 1 hour, God, on Monday nights, because you, in your most defining moment, you gathered Peter, James, and John with you, and you prayed. It was the most defining moment that we would see in your existence on the earth. It was that place that is the Garden of Gethsemane, which means pressing and blessing at the same time. The same thing that pressed you was the same thing that blessed us. The same place that we experience a pressing is the same place that we will experience a blessing. And so tonight, God, we say thank you. We honor you and we bless you for your presence. We honor you and we bless you for your spirit. We thank you that you are with us tonight, God. We confess our sin before you tonight. 1 John chapter 1 says that you are faithful and you are just to forgive us. So we confess our sin before you tonight, believing that you are the God that forgives us. That is to make a mistake. We ask that you forgive us tonight for every sin. Forgive us tonight, God, for every act of iniquity. That's generational sin that's passed down and around. We thank you for forgiving us for that. In the name of Jesus, and we ask that you forgive us tonight, God, for transgression. This is where we have willfully deviated from what we knew to be right. We thank you that your forgiveness flows, and there's no place too low where the blood of Jesus cannot flow. So tonight, God, we thank you that even with the technical issue on the front end of prayer tonight, God, you taught us a lesson that we are to keep it moving, because you that have begun a good work in us, you will complete it into the day of Christ Jesus. And for that, we say thank you. I thank you that tonight, God, you would give us what we are to pray. Prayer is the way that we adjudicate in the spirit. This is a legal proceeding tonight. We go into the courts of heaven to make our arguments before you. In the book of Isaiah, you said to state our case before you that we might be justified. So we bring your scripture, your word before you, and we state our case tonight. We make our case to you in the name of Jesus, and we believe that you hear us. And 1 John says that if you hear us, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of you. So tonight as we pray, we do not pray in vain. Tonight as we pray, we do not pray just out of form and fashion. We pray because we know we will see results. Release that word in the comments. We will see results when we pray. We will see fruit when we pray. We will see answers when we pray. We will see things turn when we pray. We will see great productivity when we pray. We will see great progress when we pray. We will see you move on our behalf and for our favor. In the name of Jesus. Now, God, we pray that tonight, as the invitation is made for people to come to you at the end of prayer, we pray that scales would fall off of eyes, scales would fall off of ears, and that people would give their lives to you tonight, uninhibited, unblocked, and without interference tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray that even though we experience a natural interruption in our prayer stream tonight, God, that as a result of that, you would make hell pay for that. Therefore, we call forth many decisions. Come on. We call forth many people coming to the Lord tonight. Black, white, tall, short, every background, everybody is included. Nobody is excluded. And we thank you that it is so. In the name of Jesus, we recognize that whenever there is resistance, resistance is an indication that you are getting ready to produce something of great results. Resistance is an indication that you are about to produce something of great size and stature and substance. And so In the name of Jesus, we look at the resistance we experienced at the beginning of prayer tonight as an indication that some things are going to shift tonight in prayer, that some things are going to happen suddenly tonight in prayer, that some things are going to be answered quickly tonight in prayer. And for that, we say thank you in Jesus' name. Can I get everybody to just drop a hallelujah right there, whatever platform you're on? Everybody, if you can see and hear me clear without interruption, give me a thumbs up, whatever platform that you're on. Again, tonight, we had just Facebook was messing up, Instagram was messing up, then all of a sudden it came through. And I taught you a lesson, because even though that was something natural, everything we deal with always has a spiritual origin, because we are spiritual people. We are tripart beings. We are spirits. That's our subconscious mind. We live in physical bodies and we possess souls. That's our conscious mind, thoughts, will, and emotions. I see you on I see you on LinkedIn. I see you over on TikTok. I see you over on Facebook now. I see you over on IG, which means that everything we experience is spiritual. So while it seems like it's only natural, there's something spiritual, and there's a spiritual lesson that can be extracted from the experience. And that lesson is that we are those that keep it moving. I am reminded of the story that deals with the book of Nehemiah. And the scripture says that he had three distinct enemies that came against him, that tried to frustrate him, that tried to block him, that tried to stop him, tried to impede him from what he was doing. Nehemiah was rebuilding his city. And he was rebuilding his city and rebuilding the wall in his city. The Bible says that there were three enemies that came against him with an attempt to try to frustrate him and stop the work of his hands. And so tonight, I pray that whatever is trying to block, stop, interfere the work of your hands, that it would fail. Come on. I pray that whatever is trying to stop you or interfere with you, that it would fail in Jesus' name. The Bible says in Nehemiah 6:2, let me read the verse and then we're going to pray it. Here's what they said to him. Nehemiah 6:2, there were three people, Sanballat, Geshem, and Tobiah. They said, come and let us meet at the plain of Ono. But Nehemiah says, but they intended to do me great harm. They were trying to get Nehemiah to come down. And I pray tonight that you would not come down, that you would stay in a high place, that you wouldn't come down into gossip, that you wouldn't come down into depression, that we would not come down into anxiety, that we would not come down into foolishness, that we would not come down into doubt, that we would not come down into mess. We will not come down, but we will remain. The scripture says that God has seated us in heavenly places with him, which means if I'm seated in a heavenly place, nothing looks overwhelming to me because I'm always looking down at it. I'm not looking directly ahead at it. I'm looking down at it. If I'm seated in a heavenly place with Christ Jesus, this means that I am looking down on things, which means whatever seems big when I'm looking at it, when I'm looking on it, it is not that big. And we will not come down, but we will remain steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Listen to the verse, verse 4, Nehemiah 6:4. And they sent to me four times in this way, and I answered them in the same manner. Verse 5, in the same way, Sanballat, for the fifth time, sent his servant to me with a letter in his hand. And verse 9 says, for they wanted to frighten us, thinking that their hands will drop from the work and it will not be done. But Nehemiah prayed this, and here's our first prayer out the gate tonight. But now, O God, strengthen our hands. Strengthen our hands. Our hands represents what we are doing, what we are working on, what we are building, what we are attempting to accomplish. Tonight, God, our first prayer out the gate is that you would strengthen our hands, that you would strengthen our hands. Each of those names means something significant, because the name Tobiah means people problems. Father, we pray that even in the midst of people problems, that you would strengthen our hands. Even in the midst of people acting crazy, you would strengthen our hands. Even in the midst of people attempting to come against us, you would strengthen our hands. Even in the midst of people being inconsistent, that you would strengthen our hands. Father, we cannot afford to come down because of Tobiah issues, because of people problems. The name Geshem means a rainstorm. It means everything that can go wrong does go wrong at one time. Everything that can go wrong does go wrong at one time. So, Father, we pray that even when things are seemingly going wrong, you would strengthen our hands, that our hands would not fail, that our hands would not drop, that we would be found consistently plowing. We would be found consistently moving forward. We would be found consistently going forward, that even when it seemed like everything's going wrong, our confession is that everything is coming together. Our confession is that all things are coming together. All things are working together, and they are working for our good in the name of Jesus. And the final name is Sanballat, which means the past tries to come back. And Father, I pray that even in the midst of past issues, past trauma, past drama, past stress, past failure, past issues, past people, that even when the past comes back and tries to interfere with the present, that you would strengthen our hands. I hear the Lord tonight in prayer saying, for some of you, your past is showing up right now because it's the last trick that the enemy has to try to get you stuck. But in Jesus' name, I pray God would strengthen our hands so that we would not be frightened by the Sanballat, the past issues. We would not be frightened by the Tobias, that's the people problems. And we would not be frightened by the Geshens, where everything that can go wrong does go wrong. At one time, you would strengthen our hands in Jesus' name, and we thank you for it. And the Bible says in verse 16 that after you strengthen their hands, that the work got done because of the help of the Lord. So our second prayer out the gate tonight, God, is help us. The second prayer out of the gate tonight, God, is help us. The second prayer out of the gate tonight, God, is help us. And we thank you for it. We pray in Jesus' name. Verse 15 says that they finished the work in 52 days. They finished the work in 52 days. And we pray, God, that you would do for us, Father, in days what hasn't happened in years. You would do for us in months what hasn't happened in decades. That you would do for us, God, in hours what hadn't happened in weeks. That you would do for us, God, in minutes what hasn't happened in hours. And for that, we say thank you in Jesus' name. Could everybody just release a praise in the comments right there, wherever you're at, put a praise in those comments. Listen, if you're coming in just now, do me a favor, make sure that you share. We had some connection issues tonight. Facebook was not allowing a stream, that Instagram is not allowing a stream. And I think I saw a comment where you just got a notification, but it looks like whatever the issue was is corrected now. So to God be the glory. We are in here tonight. I need you to make sure that you share. When you share, people get saved. So listen, guys, the number of people, who's on my team that has that number? Put that number in there, because I think I quoted the wrong number. And I looked at that number today and I said, whoa, God, I want you to see the updated number of people who have given their lives to the Lord. They're going to get that in the comments for me. The updated number as of yesterday. It was amazing. If you missed church yesterday, you got to get the app. Text Harvest to 55498 so that you can watch and get the app and get the podcast. Got to get somebody to type that over here on IG, somebody to put that over here in the comments over here. It was amazing. Both experiences were amazing. How many of you saw or you heard or you watched or you were there in Denver yesterday for yesterday's message? It was amazing. Right, it's over that now. It is over that. I'm just waiting on that to populate in the comments so that I've got that number. Wherever you're at, if you saw the word yesterday or you were there yesterday, let me know. Boom, thank you for doing that. Let's get that pin. Oh, I'm looking at the comments. Mind blowing. Come on here. What else? What did the word speak to you yesterday? I see fire in the emojis. It was amazing for sure. I see fire. I see hands right there. All right. Come on. April says, I looked at the 915. Thank you, Mel. 2,203 people have given their lives to the Lord so far this year. Our goal was 2,023. God has exceeded that. Can you drop that in the comments? 2203. Can you give God praise for that? So no wonder why they were trying to be a little connection issue tonight to block and stop, but we will not be stopped, and we will keep it moving, all right? Listen, isn't that amazing? Is that not amazing? 2203, our goal was 2023. At the rate the Lord is doing this, we may hit 3,000 by the end of this year. Or more. Somebody just put that in the comments. Or more. And I want you to know, that's not just the number. Those are people. Real people, somebody's mother, somebody's uncle, somebody's cousin, somebody's, you, many of you that are watching, you are in that number where you have given your lives to the Lord. Can we pray tonight? Let's sit in the seat of the intercessor tonight. Three types of prayer. Number one, to pray. This means to ask. This is what you do for yourself. Number two, supplication. This is to pray for another Christian. It's like a supplement. Think of it. You think of a vitamin supplement. It's a supplement. It doesn't replace you having that in your diet and eating it. It's a supplement. And then thirdly, the seat of intercession. This is where you pray and you go to God on behalf of somebody that can't go to God on their own. Bishop, who can't go to God on their own? The scripture says in John chapter 9 that the only prayer that's heard from an unsaved person is the prayer of salvation, which means somebody that does not know the Lord, they don't have access. So watch me. Here's a great celebration for those of us that know the Lord. And if you don't, in a moment, I'm going to give you an invitation too. We have access. We have access to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great I am. We have access, and you can never take your access for granted. You can never take your access and make it common. You have access to God. And sometimes you're so busy reaching for people, you don't even recognize I can go above a person's head and go to God. I can go above a person's head and go to God. I can go above a person's head and go to God. The Bible says that the heart of a king is in the Lord's hand, and he can turn it any which way he wants, which means I don't have to fight with you. I can go to God. Come on, you better put that in the comments. You don't have to fight with your spouse. You can go to God. You don't have to fight with your kids. You can go to God. You don't have to fight with your boss, your manager, your supervisor. You can go to God. Let me tell you the power of this. Months ago, there was something we were working on, and persons on Instagram that are harvested, they know exactly what I'm talking about. There's something we were working on. An individual, after working on it and talking through it and all that, the individual said, no, they didn't want to do it. Well, I went to God about it. Now, I didn't tell nobody I went to God about it. I just went to God about it. I said, God, I want you to do thus and so. And I'll tell you the testimony later. I said, I want you to do thus and so, Lord. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I look down at my phone. I have a text. And I'm saying, who is this? I look at the name. I'm like, what is this person texting me for? And the text says, Dustin's, they asked the question. I said, no, there's still an opportunity for that. I said, there's still something. I might still be interested in that. They said, Well, things have changed over here. And so let's talk. Okay. I need you to put this in the comments. Things are about to change. Why? We can go to God. We're about to pray for those that don't know the Lord, but I need you to recognize the power that you have and I have in prayer. I don't have to fight with a human. I can go to God. I don't have to go back and forth with a human. I can go to God. You better put that in. Things about to change. Why? Because when we pray, things change. When we pray, people change. When we pray, situations change. That's what he said to me. He says, well, things have changed over here. So are you interested? You thought you had the power to give me a no a few months ago. What you didn't know is I have the ability to go to God. And it wasn't a negative thing. It was nothing negative. It's just we have the power to go to God. We have the power to go to God. We have the power to go to God. We have the power. Come on Twitch. Come on Twitter. Come on the app and the website. We have the power to go to God. God, don't let us forget we've got power to go to you. We have access to you. We get to go to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the great I am. Prayer is a privilege. It's not a right. It's something we get to do. It is not something that we have to do. So forgive us, God, for aborting. Forgive us for avoiding. Forgive us for not acknowledging, forgive us for not treasuring, forgive us for not valuing the privilege and the pleasure that we have to be able to pray. So tonight, God, we sit in the seat of the intercessor. What does this mean? We go to you on behalf of every person that we know that does not know you. And we pray that you would draw them unto you. Your word says that no man comes to the Lord except the Spirit draws them. Can I get you to begin to drop the names or the initials, or you can even tag some people tonight in prayer that do not know the Lord or that have fallen away from the Lord, wherever you are, do that. If you're driving and you can't do it, call their names out. If you're somewhere where you can't type in the comments, call their names out. Because in Jesus' name, we pray, Holy Spirit, that you would draw. You would draw them unto yourself. And for some, we've been praying for them for months, been praying for them for years, been praying for them for a long time. But we believe that you hear us, God, and you will not turn a deaf ear to us. So we call them into salvation this year in Jesus' name. We pray that whatever needs to fall off of them, let it fall off. Whatever needs to come off of them, let it come on in the name of Jesus. And we pray, God, that you would literally draw them unto yourself, God. We pray that whatever relationship is blocking them from coming to you, end it. Whatever belief pattern is blocking them from coming to you, end it. Whatever doubt, whatever fear, whatever hurt, whatever pain is blocking them from coming to you, we pray, God, that you heal it in the name of Jesus. You said in your word that it's your will that all men might be saved. Black, white, tall, short, everybody is included. Nobody is excluded. You died for everybody. So we pray that you would get rid of the feeling that some may have that they are unworthy. Father, none of us were worthy, but you did it because you loved us. We pray that you get rid of the feeling that they are unqualified to be saved, unqualified to be a Christian. You qualify those that you call. You don't just call those who think they're qualified, because the Bible says that our righteousness is as filthy rags. You have imputed your righteousness for us, which means when you died for us, what you were doing is you were paying the price once for all, so we get to live as if we live the life that you live. You lived a perfect, sinless life, and you impute that righteousness to us, which means when we pray, you don't see our sin, you don't see our failure, you don't see our mistake. You see your imputed righteousness, which means you see us as yourself. And you said in your word, God, that you cannot deny yourself, which means when you see us, you see yourself. When you see me, you see you. When you see me, you see you. When you see me, you see you. When he sees you, he sees himself. And the Bible says that he cannot deny himself. So for this, God, we say thank you. We call them into salvation. And we pray, Lord, that we would see it with our own eyes this year. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you put a praise in the comments right there? Put a praise in the comments right there. For them coming to the Lord, for them coming to the Lord, for them coming to the Lord, all right? Do me a favor, share whatever platform you're on. That's just amazing to me, 2,203, and our goal was 2,023. God exceeded the goal at the end of July in the first 7 months, and those are lives that matter to God. You got to hear that. You cannot be the type of Christian where it's just about us four and no more. And as long as I'm good, I don't care about nobody else. Listen, hear me. If salvation was, was the end, then once you got saved, you could die. Salvation, Stephanie, is not the ending. Salvation is the beginning. I just heard the Lord say, son, many are saved. He says, but their journey, their next step, which is this process of what's called sanctification, which is where now that you're saved, you ready? Now that you're saved, you begin to walk that out. So I'm not, you ready? I am not acting right to become righteous. Mm-mm. Because he's made me righteous, I can act right. Christians are not sinless. Christians should just sin less. You catch the principle? I want to pray for you in your journey. Because your journey of sanctification, what does it mean to sanctify? Being set apart, walking different, living different, acting different, right? That journey is not perfect. Look at me. It's not perfect. Can you put that in the comments? It's not perfect. And for some, you think that that journey is supposed to be, you know, this perfect journey, and every day you're just gonna feel like, oh my God, it's so amazing today, everything's, but there's gonna be some days where you're like, God, I've had it. Are there any real people on prayer tonight that can be honest that our journey has not been perfect? It's not perfect. And look at me. And he never promised that it was gonna be perfect. In fact, look at what 1 Peter 2:9 says. 1 Peter 2:9 says this. He says, I'm gonna read it to you from, let's read it from English Standard Version. It says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession. Stop. Which means God says we are his possession. We are his possession. which means if somebody, think of it this way, I own everything up in here. I own everything I got on. Let's use this. Let's just use something to say. I own this watch. This watch don't tell me what it's going to do. I tell this watch what it's going to do because I own it. It's my possession. Hear me. Your life is not your own. Once you give your life to the Lord, it's not about what, this is what I want. Mm-mm. It's now I die to my will, and my prayer is, Lord, whatever your will is, that's what I want. So my response is, yes, Lord. Well, what am I saying yes to, Bishop? It's not about what you're saying yes to. It's about who you're saying yes to. Come on in here tonight. Come on in. So, Father, let us recognize we are your possession. So we don't tell you what we're going to do when you own us. We are your possession. We are your possession. Scripture pushes it. We are your sons and your daughters, which means we exist to fulfill your will. We were sent to the earth on an assignment to do what you sent us to do. And the moment we line up with what you sent us to do was the moment that everything in our lives comes into alignment. So I pray that tonight, God, we would be in 100% total alignment with you. We say yes to your will. We say yes to your way. We say yes to you. Our answer is yes. Forgive us for ever thinking that we had an option of no. We're your possession. So no is not an option. No is not an option. Turning our back on you, Lord, is not an option. The Lord's given me several things. We're going to hit and pray tonight. Turning our back on you is not an option. So we just say yes. Come on, drop it in the comments. Yes, Lord. We say yes every day. We say yes in every decision. We say yes. Our constant response is yes. Let us live on a green light. Let us live on a green light. Let us stop living on yellow, and let us stop living on red. Let us live on green. Our answer is that this is green back here. It's green at the bottom of these screens. I got green on today. I got a green ring right here. Let our answer be yes. So we live on green. When we live on green, we eliminate unnecessary delay, Lord. And I pray that any unnecessary delay that we have been experiencing because of our lack of a yes, that we rebuke and we release that tonight. Any unnecessary delay that we have experienced because of our lack of a yes. See, we can say it, but not show it. Let us not just say yes, God, but let us show yes in what we do. Let us not just say yes, but let us show yes in how we act. Let us not just say it, but let us do it on a daily. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on, say yes, Lord, right there. We are his possession. This is my ring. Can't nobody tell me what to do with this because it's mine. Okay? All right? Okay? It's the same concept. We are God's possession. We are God's possession. And because we are God's possession, this means that our response simply has to be yes. Let me give you an example of this, of some other things that God says that we are. We're his sons and daughters. Revelation 5:10 says we are kings and priests. But let me give you something else. And Jeremiah 51 and 20, this is what the Lord says to the man of God. He says, you are my battle axe. Stop right there. He says, you are my battle axe. And with you, I will break nations into pieces. And with you, I will destroy kingdoms. What? In other words, God says, when you recognize you're my possession, your main obsession, and yes, I use the word obsession, your main obsession becomes, how does God want to use me? Father, I pray that we are crystal clear on how you want to use us. You said we're your battle axe. That means you literally use us to fight. So I pray that we not be mad that we have to fight. When you literally said, I'm going to use you to fight. I pray that we not grow weary because we have to fight. When you literally said, you are my battle axe. We are your battle axe. Which means, okay, y'all ready? Let's go. Let's go. Come on, Akia. Let's go. Which means you only send us where there is warfare. Good God Almighty. You only send us into battles. you only send us into situations where somebody has to be strong like us. I pray for those of you that your strength has been growing a little weary, where your fire has been getting a little low, where you've been feeling like, God, why am I always having to fight? All my life I had to fight. Yep, because he said, I literally use you to fight. I use you to knock stuff down. I use you to get people together. I use you to check people. I use you to make people better. Stop resisting your assignment. Stop resisting what you are sent to do. I use you to bring structure. I use you to bring order. I use you to get messy situations together. I use you to bring excellence. I use you to turn it around. I use you to be light in darkness. I use you to check your witch on your job. I use you to get your crazy family together. I use you to get your crazy siblings together. I use you to be the one. You are my battle axe. So you don't get to tell me you don't want to fight when I made you to fight. Come on. This is how we're going to end this segment of prayer. Say, I'll fight, Lord. Oh, my God. I'll fight, Lord. I'll fight, Lord. Some of y'all, I sense that so strong in prayer tonight. You literally have been running from fights when the whole reason you're sent there is because you are a fighter. You sent to fight. Brian says, I needed to hear that. The kid says, this prayer is blessing me. Your whole assignment is to fight. Who is this talking to right now? Hey, Brazil. Who is this talking to right now? That's your whole, he says, you're my battle axe. You're my battle axe. I literally send you to fight. That's what you're here for. I didn't send you, this is a battleship, not a cruise ship. I sent you to fight, okay? Let's go back to 1 Peter 2:9. You are my possession. You ready? That you may proclaim the excellencies of him. So not only are we his possession, but here's the next thing we're going to cover in prayer, that we might proclaim, which means, you ready? Our lives are to say something. Our lives are to say something. Our lives are to speak something. Our lives are to declare something. Our lives are to release something. Father, I pray that our lives would speak. I pray that our fruit would speak. I pray that our actions would speak. I pray that our prosperity would speak. I pray that our fight would speak. Let our lives proclaim how great you are. Let everything we do be to give you the glory. Let everything that we do be to lift your name high so that people look at us and they would glorify our Father in heaven and say, there must be a God. Let our lives speak. Let our lives proclaim how excellent, how marvelous, how wonderful, how incredible that you are. Let our lives proclaim them in every area of our lives. I pray between now and the end of this calendar year that every area of our lives will proclaim excellence. Come on here, y'all. That every area of our lives will proclaim your excellence. That our finances would be excellent. Our faith would be excellent. Our future would be excellent. Our family would be excellent. Our fitness would be excellent, that every area of our lives would be excellent and proclaim your excellence before this calendar year is over. If you agree with that, say, yes, Lord, right there. Go, 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 go. Come on, everybody, every platform, make sure you share if you haven't shared yet. Make sure you share if you haven't shared. When you share, people get saved. Over 2,203 people have gotten saved so far this year because of your share. All right? Number one. 1 Peter 2:9, we are his possession. Number two, we are to proclaim, okay? And number three, because remember, I started by saying after you get saved, there's this process called sanctification, and here it is in the verse, English Standard Version, of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Stop. If you're walking out of darkness, anybody ever been in a dark room trying to find the light switch and you stumbled over something? Wave at me. Wave at me. Anybody, you ever been in a room, the room is dark, you're trying to find the light, you stumbled over something. Or have you ever done this? You have to use the restroom, ladies' room, gentlemen's room, what have you, in the middle of the night, and you're trying to feel your way through because you don't want to turn the light on. Wave at me if you've ever done that. And you're like, I know where my bathroom is, and you mess your foot up, hit your elbow, walk right into the door. Wave at me if you've ever done any of that. All right? pay attention. If he calls us out of light into, or excuse me, out of darkness into light, there's going, pay attention, as the light is coming. Look, Krista says, I smashed my face in the doorframe. As the light is being turned on, two things happen. Number one, you should anticipate some stumbles. I pray that wherever you have felt condemned because you stumble, that we silence condemnation. Wherever, somebody said they stepped on the dog. Wherever you have felt condemned because of some stumbles, that the condemnation will be shut down. I pray that tonight, wherever you have felt like because you stumbled as you were being called into light, I pray that wherever you felt like there was a place of condemnation where God didn't love you or wasn't there for you or wasn't with you or no longer could use you or no longer desired you, I pray that condemnation, there is now therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Our God is not a condemner. He's a convictor. The Holy Spirit convicts us, which means he calls us up higher. He doesn't condemn us. Condemnation pushes us down and says, well, we are not. Conviction pulls us up and says, this is who you are, so come up. I pray that we would not stop because we stumble. And for tonight, I hear this loud and clear. There's several of you where you stumbled, but God got you on prayer tonight because you got to get back up. Where you were stumbling, but you got to get back up. Where you lost your focus, but you got to get back up. Where because of the pain of you stumbling and hitting your toe or stepping on a dog or whatever it was, that pain that is created in your stumbling as you're being called into the light, that you would get back up, that you would get back up, that you would get back up. Your sanctification is going to have some stumbles. You're going to have some days that are amazing, and you're going to have some days that you look at and say, this was a crap show. This was a mess. This was a disaster, but you must get back up. A stumble is not permanent. Woo! A stumble is not permanent. A stumble is not permanent. And we declare that we will be those that get back up in Jesus' name. Okay? Pay attention. Okay? Number one, all right, we're his possession. Number two, we proclaim his excellence. Number three, he's pulling us. It's the PPP. I'm always going to try to make it easy for you. So you remember, so he's pulling us out of darkness into light. Let me give you another example. I used to be a green thumb years and years ago. I haven't in the last several years. And so people tell you, oh, sir, you need a plant. 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 And so, you know, I didn't want no plants. I don't want to take care of no plants. I don't want to be bothered with no plants. But I used to have lots of plants. I had these big palms, and it was like walking into the Rainforest Cafe or something, kind of, right, years ago. Here's what would have to happen. once a plant, you ready? Once its root system became too big for that particular pot, I would have to pull that plant out of one pot to put it into another pot. For many of you, as God is taking you through the process of evolution, he's pulling you out of certain things and putting you in other things. Ray, here's why I didn't like plants. Because when I had to take it from one pot and put it in another pot, it was always dirty. Come on here, y'all. Farah, it was always messy. And for some of you all, you don't even understand. You're like, things are getting messy. What's wrong? Nothing is wrong. Who is this for tonight? Nothing is wrong. This is simply part of him pulling you out of darkness and taking you into light, of him pulling you out of one thing to place you into something greater, of him pulling you out of insecurity to place you in security, for him pulling you out of mess to make a message out of it. There is nothing wrong. Who needs to hear this right now? Because some of you think, it's getting dirty. It's getting messy. What is all this mess? God's like, this is the process of me pulling you out. It's messy. Lacey says, this is for me, Bishop. It's messy. It's, look at me, it's messy. But Watch me. But that's the process. That's the process. That's the process. Is the IG good over here? It says frozen. Oh no, but I'm still here. Is IG good? I'm still seeing my comments. No, the devil is a lie. We're gonna keep it moving. Oh, listen, look at that. Ain't that crazy? Are y'all good? Are y'all back, IG? Give me a thumbs up. That's the process. That's the process. Okay, y'all, I see that you're saying frozen. Give me a thumbs up if you're good now. Give me a thumbs up if you're good now. Give me a thumbs up if you're good now. Father, we take authority over these doggone, over these systems. That is a mess that this thing is. Okay, y'all got to join me on, y'all got to join me on, you got to join me on YouTube and the other ones. I don't want to end it in case it fixes itself. Maybe you need to go back in and come back out. Are y'all good? That's the process. I need thumbs up if you're good over there on IG. That's the process. This is why I do multiple platforms. TikTok is good. Everybody else is good. I don't know why IG is tripping. Is it still frozen? It's frozen again. Okay. All right, but y'all got to come on another platform. I'm not going to stop it because I don't want to interrupt it. I don't want to interrupt it. That's the process. That's the process. That's the process. So, Father, in Jesus' name, that's so crazy to me. We take authority over these airways. It says that everything's good. And for some people, it's good. So I don't know. Lord, have your way tonight. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it moving right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Everybody with me? All right. So he's got to pull you out of darkness into light. And to pull you out of darkness into light, sometimes that process is going to be messy. Sometimes that process is going to be frustrating. Sometimes that process is going to anger you. Sometimes that process is going to mess with you. But you have to keep it moving. You got to keep it moving. You got to keep it moving. All right? Listen, do me a favor. Let's see where we're at. Everybody, wherever you're at, make sure you share. Instagram is still frozen. I see some people who are still good on Instagram. Everybody on IG that's still good, give me the thumbs up. See, that's crazy. All right. And but you can also watch in the app. Then it just ended the video. Is that not crazy? Y'all just, it just ended the video. It just ended the video like I'm the one that ended the video. That's so crazy to me. All right, we're gonna keep it moving. Do me a favor, wherever you're at, like the video, tell me where you're watching from, and share. When you share, people get saved. Is this not crazy interference? This means something major is about to happen. Can you just release that word in the comments? Say, type major in the comments. Whenever you got crazy, unexplained stuff like this happening, that means something major is about to happen. Something major. I'm gonna try to go live again over there. It's live again. Let's go. All right, something major. All right, so I'm going live again on Instagram. Father, we take tonight as a prophetic sign that something major is about to be placed in our hands. Come on, y'all, drop it in the comments, major. We take all of this interference tonight as a prophetic sign that something major is about to happen. So we take authority tonight. And we pray that the major manifests. Come on, y'all. Let's put a demand on it before the end of this month. I pray and prophesy over the lives of every person watching me right now that something major would manifest before the end of this month. We take tonight's unexplained and inexplicable interference as an indication that major is manifesting. Father, I pray that it be major. Turn the hearts of people, places, things, and ideas toward us, and that something major would manifest for us, and it would be in our hands by the end of this month, in Jesus' name. Can you drop a praise right there in the comments? For those of you that are consistent with me, you know we've never had this issue, and this is crazy. This is crazy. Y'all saw that where Instagram, y'all showed y'all over here. It just shut the live off itself. It just shut it off. It just said the live video's in it. It shut it off. That's cool. Let's keep it moving. Listen, this is so crazy because the Lord, I always pray about what we're going to pray about. And here's what the Lord, Here's what the Lord just told me tonight and what we were going to pray about. And this is so good. This is so good. And I love how God set this thing up. I love how God set this thing up. So God early today, he says, son, I saved the best of this month into the last of this month. That's John 2:10. He saved the best of this month into the last of this month. Isn't that crazy? He saved the best of this month into the last of this month. He said that to me loud and clear earlier. I know, right? Isn't that crazy, Susie? Let's pray. Father, you spoke to me loud and clear. Now it's talking about it's got a bad connection over here on IG. Get the heck out of here. You are the God. You saved the best of this month into the last of this month. This is crazy to me. I want y'all to see this. Y'all, I can't even make this up. It's been sitting right here good the whole time, and it says it's got a poor connection all of a sudden. God has saved the best of this month into the last of this month. John 2:10. Lord, you saved the best of this month into the last of this month. And so, Father, we call it in. We declare no weapon formed against us would prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment, God, we thank you that it is condemned right now. And then I understand it froze again. Y'all just keep going. I can see that. Thank you. Let's keep it going. All right. That you have saved the best of this month. Thank you for letting me know. Until the last of this month. So we call it in. So we call it in. We call it in between now and the end of this month. We've never experienced this type of interference in prayer. Or any life for that matter. So we believe that, Father, you have saved the best for last, and we will see it manifest quickly in Jesus' name. Can you just drop an amen in the comments right there? All right, it says that it's back now. This is spiritual, Naomi. It is. Because everything is spiritual when you're a spiritual person. Is it back? Give me a thumbs up over here on IG. Is it back? Is it back? And for those of you who say, no, it's a simple solution. No. This internet was just recalibrated. The internet's completely fine on every other platform. Watch me. Why in the world would where my biggest audience is, why would that be where there's interference? It's spiritual. Let's go. He said the best for last. Listen to what the Lord told me, the second thing. And this is going to make so much sense. It's going to make so much sense as we're in prayer about this tonight. Do me a favor, whatever platform you're on, you share. Whatever platform you're on, you share. Whatever platform you're on, you share. When you share, people get saved, right? So listen to this. God says, I say the best of this month but to the last of this month. Here's what the Lord said, and this is so good. He said, I have saved the best for last. He says, but I need you to know Satan plans to use the same tricks he did last time. Satan plans to use the same tricks he did as before. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to give you Bible to back it up, and we're going to pray. Satan plans to use the same tricks as he did before. Did you hear what I just said? God says, I have saved the best for last. But number two, but Satan plans to use the same tricks he did before. The scripture says that we are not ignorant to the devices of the enemy. 2 Corinthians 2:11. We are not ignorant to his devices. Satan will do whatever he sees works with you. So here's what we're going to pray. Erica. Here's what we're going to pray, Brooklyn. The reality is every single time you get close to something major in your life, the enemy uses the same thing over and over and over again until he sees that it doesn't work. Here's what you're going to drop in the comments tonight. It won't work this time. He will use your doubt He will use your fear. He will use your insecurity. He will use, you ready for this? He'll use the situation with your kids. He will use the same thing every time until he sees that it doesn't work. Until he sees that it doesn't work. Until he sees that it doesn't work. TikTok, y'all good? Don't tell me y'all got issues now. He will use the same thing until he sees that it doesn't work. So here's what we're going to do. 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 We're going to pray that the plans of the enemy are exposed. That the plans of the enemy are exposed. So that what Satan has used before won't work this time. So that what Satan has tried before won't work this time. How many of you, you can be honest, and I want you to begin to respond in the comments. We're almost out of time, but because of all these issues, we're going to go a few minutes over. We good. How many of you, you can drop and be honest about some of the things that Satan has used in the past to stop you from moving forward, to stop you from taking action, to stop you from doing what needs to be done? What is it? Drop it in the comments. What is it? What situation has it been? 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 Talk to me in these comments. What situation has it been? Job 27:7 says, let the enemy be exposed. Woo! Let the enemy be exposed. Here it is. My grown kids, family, finances, money, grown kids, procrastination, poor planning, fear of failure, family drama, insecurities, grief, friendships, relationships, anxiety, anger, doubt, people, mental health, tempting to go back to smoking again, financial, overthinking, insecurities, arguments, fear, family, finances, doubt, fear, his hands in your pocket, kids, baby father, all right, financial issues, kids, marriage, confidence, finances, grief, doubt, fear, relationships, identity, doubt, procrastination, past mistakes, siblings. Wow. I want you all to hear how a lot of these answers are the same. And for some, sometimes you think your situation is so unique. While your situation, watch me, while your situation feels unique, it's not unique. It's not unique. Other people are dealing with the same types of challenges. Other people are dealing with some of the same types of issues. And I need you to hear me. I need you to hear me. It will not work. Job 27:7. Let my enemy's plans be exposed. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Father, that you expose the plans of the enemy. You expose his tricks. You expose his tactics so that what he has done before would not work this time. I pray that we would not be ticklish. What does that mean? You tickle somebody to get a reaction. I pray that we would not be ticklish, that we would not give the enemy a reaction, that we would not even let him see that what he's attempting is phasing us, affecting us, messing with our sleep, messing with our prayer, messing with our worship. Expose the enemy and let him be revealed as wicked. And what he has done before, it will not work this time. It will not work this time. Father, give us a way of escape. Give us a way to navigate through. Give us a way to get through. And for that, we say thank you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Okay? Here's what's going to begin to happen over the next couple of days. God is going to show you what the enemy has done in the past to show you what he will attempt to do now. And when you see it, here's what you're going to do. And Father, thank you for exposing the plan of the enemy. But watch me. It's not enough. It's not enough to just expose the plans of the enemy. Now what we need to do is shut down and cancel the plans of the enemy, of canceling the plans of the enemy. Psalm 21:11, they intended evil against me, but they will not succeed. Randa basta. Father, we pray that whatever evil means contrary to, whatever was planned against us, to be contrary to us. We pray that it would not succeed. Not only would the plans of the enemy be exposed, but the plans of the enemy would be canceled. They would be exposed and they would be canceled, that they would not be effective in Jesus' name. Listen to me, y'all. For many, I watched the Lord make this so clear to me today. He made this so clear to me today. And there's two more prayers we got to pray, and then we're going to wrap up. And since we had all this interference today, we're going to finish. Y'all go rock with me for these last 5 minutes? If you're with me for the last five, I know we're 8:01, we're supposed to end now. But with all this interference we've had tonight, these last few are going to be the most powerful. If you're going to rock with me for the next 5 minutes, just drop a five in the comments. Just stick with me for 5 minutes. I'm with you every day. I'm faithful to the assignment. So just stick with me, because what we're going to pray, you need to have prayed. So God showed me this and made this very clear. He made this really, really clear. I see you, Brian. I see you, Tanisha. I see you, Marianne. God made this very clear. He says, I want you to pay attention. And every time you are about to level up in something, I want you to pay attention to what happens. So he took me back over the years. And I was like, oh, wow, look at that. 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 And he said, now listen. He said, we have to make sure that you, in prayer, that you make sure that you, those plans are exposed, because he plans to do the same thing he did last time, but it won't work. And he said, but then I need you to pray that they're canceled. And for many of you, you're going to see it, because every time you get close to something, it's a person that ends up pulling you away. It's a person that ends up ticking you off. It's always a person. So which means it's the same spirit, just a different body, not this time. Every time you get close to something big, you get too emotional and your emotions rob you. You get too emotional. Who am I talking to tonight? You get too emotional. So your emotions end up causing you to make bad decisions. Bad decisions. Bad decisions. You ready? Not this time. Come on, y'all, put it in the comments. Not this time. Not this time. For some, every time you get close, then all of a sudden drama with your family starts and you begin to prioritize. You ready? To incorrectly prioritize the fixing of issues that are not yours to fix. So now, watch me. Jesus, let me give you this scripture. Jesus, let me give it to you. Jesus, when he's preaching in Matthew 12, Jesus, his mother and brothers come, and they were part of the meeting. They tap on one of Jesus' guys and says, hey, would you get him? We need to talk to him. Jesus, they walk up to him. Hey, Jesus, your mother and brothers, they're outside. They're trying to talk to you. Jesus is like, excuse me? Who are my mother and brothers? He points to the 12. He says, this is my mother and brothers. He redefines family and relatives. Because he says, this is my family, because we're headed in the same direction. He says, they are my relatives because we share common blood. What were they trying to do? They were trying to, Jacqueline, they were trying to get Jesus off of his assignment so that he would stop preaching to the people, so that he would stop preaching to who he was called to, so he would stop focusing on what he was created to do, to go deal with their issues. Y'all better hear me today. He redefines family. And for some of you, every time you get close, here comes some blood talking about they got all these issues. And you think, well, I need to be a good sister. I need to be a good brother. I need to be a good mother. I need blood is thicker than water. That ain't Bible. It's not Bible. I'm not saying, you know, you should love your family. Thank God. I have a great family. I have a great family. So you should thank God for family. But let's be clear. If you are trying to distract me and you are trying to get me off of my assignment, I will cancel you like a cable subscription. It's quiet in the comments. Well, you know, what you need to do is not try to get me off my assignment. I have an assignment I'm sent to the earth to do. And either you help the assignment or I will cancel you. Period. Period. And some of y'all just put that in all caps. Period. For some of y'all, it's not family. For some of y'all, it's friends. Every time you get close to a breakthrough, every time you get close to something major, the plan of the enemy is, let me send an attack that comes in the form of a friend that gets them distracted. So now, I can't do it now because I gotta make sure so-and-so good. Mm-mm, not this time. For some of you, every time you get close, you get out of line. If you've ever been in an amusement park, you get in line, wait. And the other, a few weeks ago, I was in an amusement park, and this person went all the way through the line. They waited, 20, 30 minutes, whatever. And as they waited, they got up there, and then right when they got to it, they said, I can't do it. And they started doing this, I'm not doing it. What was crazy to me is that you waited, look at me, y'all, if you don't shout in these comments, you waited all this time to get there, and then get off, to get there, and then get out of line. What was crazier to me, Mahogany, is that then the other people that were with them said, well, if you're not going, I'm not going either. So y'all waited in line to get to what you waited for, to get to what you paid for, to then let one person's no make you forfeit what you fought to get. Not this time. You better drop that in the comments. Not this time. Not this time. Not this time. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that the plans of the enemy are exposed and canceled. Let he that steal no longer. I pray in Jesus' name that you hear us and you answer us. Seal what we've prayed about tonight in Jesus' name. We're going to have to do that as a pop-up. Y'all, did prayer bless you tonight? It blessed me tonight because all this resistance that we've never experienced, this was not connection issues. This was not internet issues. This was something spiritual tonight. And we pray against the interference in the atmosphere. We pray against and we attack the attack. Even over this next week, we pray 1 Kings 5:4. Let there be peace all around us and no crises. Let there be peace all around us and no crises. Let there be peace all around us and no enemies rise up. We attack in Jesus' name any attack that was planned. We attack in Jesus' name anything that was set up to try to interfere. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Everybody said, amen. Last two things I want to do, guys, is 808, new beginning. 808, new beginning. All right? Last two things I want to do. Tonight, if prayer bless you, I want for you to sow. Here's what we're going to sow tonight. I want to go back to that scripture from Proverbs. Proverbs 21 and 11. Proverbs 21 and 11. Woo, good God, this is good. Proverbs 21 and 11. That's our seed tonight. So you can do $21.11, $211, $112, whatever. That's our seed tonight. And you're going to just play, you're going to say expose and cancel. Expose and cancel. That's our focus tonight. Expose and cancel. That God would expose and cancel the plans of the enemy. I want to read you one more verse, though. Can I give you one more verse? I'm going to give you one more verse. This one is good to me. Psalm 54:5. May the evil plans of my enemies be turned against them. Do as you promise and put an end to them. Jeremiah 11:18-23. The Lord told me about the evil plans of my enemies. That's how I knew about them. He showed me what they were doing. Show us, God. Thank God. So for some of you, you do Psalm 21:11. Let that be your seed. For some of you, you do Psalm 54:5. Let that be your seed. For some of you, you do Jeremiah 11:23. Let that be your seed. But whatever you sow, the name of the seed is expose and cancel. How can you sow? Use the Cash App, $Bishop Foreman with the number 2. You can use PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Givelify. That is available. The email is hello@harvestchurch.church. Those scriptures there, we're going to focus on those over the pop-up over the next few days. That is so good. There was another scripture I want to pray, but we'll get to that through this week. That's our seed. All right, so you can do Psalm 21:11. You can do Psalm 54:5. You can do Jeremiah 11:23. Whatever you sow, and I want to push everybody to get some seed. I say, Bishop, I don't have that. Get something in the ground, and you need to name it, expose, and cancel. God, let me tell you how powerful that is. God is taking me into the conversations that other people have had. God has taken me into the room to let me see what other people were saying and doing. And so there were things that I could make peace with because they didn't know I heard what they didn't know I heard what they didn't think I heard. Okay? God has shown me what intentions were. I mean, it's a whole thing. And when you begin to pray like that, God does not let you get caught off. You do not get caught off guard. All right? Pastor Leon said, the Kool-Aid, Bishop. Listen, man of God, we in there. What's the flavor? Red. That just means that God is speaking to our situation. Last thing I want to do, if you're on prayer tonight, you're not a Christian, you need to recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure, wherever you're at, tonight's your night to come to the Lord and give your life to him for the first time. Secondly, if you've given your life to the Lord, but you have not been faithful to him, tonight is your night to recommit yourself to the Lord. You're on prayer on purpose. This is not an accident. And thirdly, if you're like, Bishop Foreman, I don't really know where things are at with God. I'm not really sure where things are at with God, but I want to be sure tonight. If that's you, if you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure, on the count of three, you do the hand wave emoji or say it's me. Don't think twice, respond and respond quickly. 1, 2, 3, respond right now. If you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure. Those of you that are saved, those of you that are already Christians, I need you praying now. Don't hop off the live. I need you praying that scales fall off of eyes and ears and that people will respond. When you prayed on Saturday night, 22 people gave their lives to the Lord. When you prayed yesterday, many people gave their lives to the Lord. 1, 2, you ready? There's 2, wherever you're at, respond and respond quickly. Don't second guess. If you're not sure, hit that button now. Hit that button now. There's 3, there's 4, I see you. Just do that hand with the emoji or say it's me so I know. Wherever you are at, black, white, tall, short, everybody's included, nobody's excluded. Everybody's included. Nobody's excluded. You're in a safe place. Mr. Foreman, I don't have my life together. Guess what? Somebody says salvation is free. You're right. Absolutely. Jesus gave his life so that we could receive this gift. Wherever you're at, you respond and respond quickly. If you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure. Or be sure. Wherever you're at. There's 5. Wherever you're at. Wherever you're at. Don't you second guess it. Don't you second guess it. Hit that button. I pray that the enemy's plans are canceled. There's somebody tonight, you're like, God, I heard the Lord loud and clear, so I'm going to say what I'm going to say. You're on your way to go do something you shouldn't do, but you are on this live. And you said, God, I'll get things right tomorrow. You're literally on your way to do something you know you should not do, but you're on this live. Where are you? You wave your hand. God said he called you out tonight, not to shame you, not to condemn you, but to tell you how much you mean to him, that he would call you out tonight. Where are you? Because tonight is your night of salvation. Tonight is your night to get things right with the Lord. Tonight is your night of change. Where are you? Come. Respond right now. No guilt, no condemnation, no shame. No guilt, no condemnation, no shame. Come on, where are we at? We're at 5. There's at least one more of you. I'm waiting on that 1. Is that you? That's 6. That's 6. Wherever you're at, you do the hand wave emoji, you say it's me. If you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure. And then whoever I just, there's 7. Whoever I just called out, there's 8. Come on, God. Come on, God. Come on, God. Wherever you are at, wherever you're at, everybody pray this prayer with me. Everybody pray this prayer with me. And you can keep responding, but let's pray this prayer because it's 8:15. Say, Father, thank you for dying in my place. Thank you for your love for me. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you are my Lord and my Savior. Give me the grace to be a faithful Christian. If I fail, or if I fall, give me the grace to get back up again. Today is the beginning of the rest of my life. You love me unconditionally. Now I return that love to you. And I tell you yes in Jesus' name. Amen. Just prayed that prayer for the first time. Recommitted yourself to the Lord. Are you now sure? You're going to text Harvest to 55498. It's pinned over here. I don't know that it's pinned over here. Could somebody type it? Because we had all those issues. It may not be pinned over there. Can somebody type text Harvest to 55498 so I can pin it over there on IG? Listen, if you just gave your life to the Lord, I need you to, and you need to text Harvest to 55498 and enter the option for salvation. When you do that, we're going to get a message into your hands called What Next? Now that you've given your life to the Lord, what do you do next? Let me walk you through that process. They say 90% of Christians fall away within the first 2 years. And you know why? A lot of it's just because they don't know what to do next. They don't. I love you too. They just don't know what to do next. So let me walk you through that. All right. I love you guys. I pray that you have an amazing night. I'm expecting major. Do you hear me talking to you? All this interference we had tonight, I'm expecting major. Kay Baker, good to see you. Love you. Hey, listen, don't forget, get your seed in the ground. Again, I gave you three scriptures. You pick what where you're going to sow and what you're going to sow. But I gave you three scriptures for God to expose and cancel the plans of the enemy. Let me give you four. Job 27 and 7. You do $27.70, $270, whatever. You can do Jeremiah. Hold on, let me get to him. Come on. Let me get you one more time. Psalm 54, 5, Psalm 21, 11, and I just gave you those, the other two. So I'm expecting major. I'll see y'all tomorrow for the pop-up. Bishop, what time are you going to do a live for the pop-up? You got to have an app so that you can get it. And thank you all for being consistent and sticking with me despite the challenges tonight. Again, it's spiritual because we've never experienced this tonight, but something major is going to be manifesting. I love you all. Have an amazing night. See you tomorrow for the pop-up. Shalom. Oh, and the masterclass. Let me say this. The masterclass. I forgot two things. Oh, my God. I forgot. I got to get two. Okay, we're almost done. Don't forget, tomorrow we got a masterclass about how God speaks through dreams. The Holy Ghost told me today to, the other day, leave it open for a few. So we did exactly that. So if you know God, you're like, I be having these dreams, and I know they mean something, but I don't know what they mean. You can register for that. You text Harvest to 55498, register for that. Go to harvestchurch.church and register for that. That's tomorrow night. Wednesday Night Live Bible Study is in Denver and online, 7 o'clock Mountain. That's going to be happening. And then this coming Sunday, the 27th, Sunday morning, we're going to be online only, 9:15 and 11:15 a.m. And Sunday night, we're going to be in Atlanta at 6 p.m. in person and online. Let me give you the schedule one more time. Tomorrow, masterclass, how God speaks through dreams. The Holy Ghost told me the other day to open it up, so I obeyed him. So that's why we did it, because right? The Holy Ghost said, open it up. So I was going to shut it off on Friday. He said, leave it open. So I obey. So you can register for that. That's tomorrow night. And of how God speaks through dreams. You can register for that at harvestchurch.church or text Harvest to 55498. We're in our live Bible study, 7 o'clock Mountain, 9 o'clock Eastern. We're dealing with how to detox from toxic relationships. That's going to be crazy on Wednesday night. Then on Sunday, 9:15 and 11:15 in the morning, we're online only, like we normally, we won't be in Denver in the morning. And then in the evening, we're going to be at 6 o'clock Eastern time. That's 4 Mountain. We'll be in Atlanta in person and online. All of that is available when you get the app. Text Harvest at 55498 or go to our website. All right. I almost forgot to give you the announcements because we had all those issues. I love you guys. Shalom. Have a good night. Love you. TikTok.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.